The 26-mile Kinnickinnick River is designated as a Class 1 trout stream, and the only man-made obstacles in its path are two small hydroelectric dams in the heart of downtown River Falls. Right now, the city is in the process of relicensing the dams for another 30 years, and conservation groups are taking the opportunity to encourage the city to study the benefits of removing them. John Duke Welter works with Trout Unlimited in Wisconsin. He says there are many people that think the dams are hurting the river.
There are two shallow impoundments, about 15 acres. They're silted in, they're eutrophic, they're a lot of geese. There's no significant fishery there. And they bisect a really excellent trout river upstream and a pretty good trout river and a very scenic area downstream.
But River Falls management analyst Ray French says these are working dams, saving the city around $130,000 a year. He says the city will continue with the 5-year relicensing process, but they're working with conservation and citizens groups to develop comprehensive studies looking at the dam's impacts, good and bad, on the river and the community.
The broader community discussion on the future of the dams will take place over the next few years. But in the meantime, we're going to continue relicensing with the intent of producing power, which could ultimately fund any major capital costs.
River Falls' current license for operating its two dams on the Kinnickinnick expires in 2018. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.